Okay, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Preeti Vilasini Mataji to enlighten us on Sri Brihad Bhagavatam. So today is the 19th session of book 2. So thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Pavitra Madhavi Mataji. My dandavat pranams to everyone on the call. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you for this opportunity. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanatha Swami Nitiramane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpataru Vishcha Kripasindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Please accept my humble obeisances, my dandavat pranams to all the devotees on the call. All glories to Srila Sanatana Goswami, the author of Sri Brihad Bhagavatam Jata. So in our previous session, we saw about how Gopa Kumar entered Vaikuntha, and initially he was very, very confused seeing all the residents of Vaikuntha. So he was offering obeisances to all the residents of Vaikuntha, thinking them to be the Supreme Lord because everyone looked so much like the Supreme Lord. But then the attendants of Lord Narayana, they told him how to exactly identify the Lord with specific marks. Then Gopa Kumar, he entered through the seven gates and finally he reached the innermost palace, which was the abode of Lord Narayan. There he saw the most beautiful form of the Lord and he was so ecstatic getting a glimpse of the Lord. Gopa Kumar became overwhelmed and he forgot everything that he had been told. He had been instructed by the associates of Vaikuntha before he could get the glimpse of the Lord. He forgot all the instructions they had given him and he shouted out, Gopal, O my life, O my soul. And he went running forward to embrace the Lord. Like that, Gopa Kumar, he expressed his love in a very unusual way, forgetful of the ideas of awe and reverence that was taught to him. So we will continue from there. So Gopa Kumar, he was narrating his story to the Brahmana and he told the Brahmin, so when I did like that, when I shouted Gopal, Gopal, and I went running to hug the Lord, which was so unusual for Vaikuntha. No one could even imagine that someone will do that to Lord Narayan. When I did that, some discerning attendants who were there by the Lord's side, they held me back. They prevented me from going further. When they did that, my heart was so broken. I cried again and again, again and again, and I was simply overcome with so much love that I felt unconscious. I was thinking of the Lord. I was just feeling why I was prevented from going and embracing Him. And I fell unconscious in front of the Lord. But then with some efforts, the attendants, they lifted me up and slowly I regained my consciousness. Then I wiped away my tears that were flowing from my eyes. It was blocking the vision of my Lord. I carefully removed those tears. I wiped my eyes and with great difficulty, I opened my eyes. And then in front of me, I heard a very, very deep and gentle voice. The Lord said, please come back to your senses, my dear boy. Please come here quickly. When I heard this voice of my Lord for the first time, I felt the highest limit of joy. I started dancing as if I was insane and I stumbled about, I lost my composure. And with great endeavor, again, the Lord's attendants, they calmed me down. And at last, I awakened from that trance. Then the Lord again spoke. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha, Swagatam Swagatam Vatsa, Drishtya Drishtya Bhavanmaya, Sangotra Twad Ikshayam Chiram Mutkhanti Tenahi. The Supreme Lord said, welcome, welcome, my dear boy. I'm so fortunate. I'm the most fortunate person to have met you here today. For so long, I've been eager to see you. From a very, very long time, I've been waiting to see you, my dear Gopakumar. The Lord said, my dear friend, you have passed so many lifetimes without paying attention to me at all. For so long, I had been hoping that perhaps this time or next time or maybe the next life, somehow or the other, this boy will come to me. Finally, he will turn my face towards me. And today, it has become a reality. Today, you are here in front of me after so many lifetimes of waiting for you. So, even though Gopakumar had forgotten the Lord for many lifetimes, the Lord had never forgotten him. The Lord wanted Gopakumar to know this. And to know how eager he had been to regain the association of his devotee. So the Lord said, however, Gopakumar, I couldn't find any pretext of bringing you back. I had to adhere to my own laws that I had created. So therefore, I had to wait for lifetime after lifetime. Now, this is a very common question. It is often asked, if the Lord loves us so much, if He's waiting for us all the time, He's always trying for us to turn back to Him, it is we who are not doing it. If that is true, if the Lord really wants us to go back, then why can't He just say, okay, dear, come back. No need to do anything. All of you, just come back to the spiritual world now. After all, He's the most powerful. He's the Supreme Lord. If He thinks He can take all of us back, right? But then, we should understand that the Lord establishes the law of nature that is enunciated in the Vedas and other scriptures. And He puts down the law in the Vedas and scriptures. And when He puts down the law itself, He chooses to adhere to His own restrictions. So as long as the living entities want to control and enjoy the world, He doesn't interfere. Only when they call out to Him, chanting His holy names, and show the fact that they do want to return back to Him, it is that point, from that point, that the Lord begins to reveal Himself. So in the previous lives of Gopakumar, he had never chanted the holy names like this. He had even never done it even unintentionally or in jest. Even if he had chanted the shadow of the Lord's name, even if it was Namabhas, like Ajamil, he would have been delivered. But in any case, all these births, Gopakumar had never chanted the holy names of the Lord. But now, finally, Gopakumar, he had perfected his life and he had returned home. Home, home of Vaikuntha. So Lord Narayan said, you showed me no mercy for so many births. I was waiting for your return. I just grew so impatient. I was full of anxiety to receive your favor. So I transgressed my own eternal code and conduct and I arranged for you to take this particular birth. My dear boy, in that district of Govardhan, my most beloved abode, I make sure that you took birth there and you came in contact with your guru, who's actually myself by the name Jayanta. Generally, the Lord doesn't interfere with one's free will and his independence. He doesn't interfere with any of the rebellious jivas. He mostly gives for reforming them to the Vedas and the Vaishnavas. But it is ultimately by the mercy of the Lord that the conditioned soul is saved. So it is ultimately by the mercy of the Lord that there is an arrangement that he takes a particular kind of birth where he comes in contact with Vaishnavas. And he is able to pursue devotional service. So the Supreme Lord, in that sense, yes, he interfered with Gopakumar's karma by making Gopakumar take birth in Govardhan. So the Lord explained this to Gopakumar. He said, you are not turning towards me. You were just not chanting my name. you were just not ready to come back, but then I made this arrangement and I also came as Jayanta to help you come back to me. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the words of Lord Brahma, in Canto 2, Chapter 7, Verse 42, Brahma says, "But anyone who is specifically favored by the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, due to unalloyed surrender to the service of the Lord, can overcome the surmountable ocean of illusion and go beyond and understand the Lord. But those who are attached to this body, which is meant to be eaten at the end by dogs and jackals, cannot do so." This is Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.42. So one must seek out the mercy of the Lord. So therefore, liberation and going beyond liberation. What is going beyond liberation? To go beyond liberation is to go to Vaikuntha. It is just not impersonal liberation that is great, but to get liberation and to go beyond that impersonal liberation and to reach Vaikuntha can be attained only by those who stay in the company of devotees and those who remain unattached to too many bodily things about life, bodily concept of life. So the Lord said, "Today, you have actually fulfilled my desire. I have been having this desire in my heart for so long. I wanted you to come here. Today, I'm so happy that you came. So you come here. Please make me very happy. Nourish my happiness. And you also become happy. You're now in Vaikuntha. So nourish your happiness and be forever here. And we shall enjoy each other's association." And the Lord, in all humility, he said, "Actually, Gopakumar, what good have I ever done for you? But you have done me the greatest favor by coming here. All the effort you have taken to come here, I really appreciate it." So all the effort that Gopakumar had taken to go to Vaikuntha after going through so many places, all the labor that he went through, now all that felt insignificant when he heard these most beautiful words from the Supreme Lord. So Gopakumar was maddened. He was just maddened by the beverage of the sweet words that was getting into his ears. It was so intoxicating. Imagine hearing the Lord's own voice, that deep, gentle voice. He heard these words and he heard such sweet words of encouragement. It was just flooding his ears. And he was so overwhelmed that he just couldn't even offer praise. He just couldn't understand anything. He was just standing there stunned and he just didn't know what to do. And then Gopakumar saw in front of his eyes a number of flute players, a number of boys holding a flute, and they were all dressed like cowherd boys, just like Gopakumar. So to encourage Gopakumar, they affectionately went to Gopakumar and they pulled him along and they said, "Come on, let's all play the flute." So all these boys who were dressed like cowherd boys and Gopakumar, they all went forward to entertain the Lord. So in various styles, they began to play the flute, and that was so satisfying to Vaidyakya Sindhu, that means the ocean of skillful arts. Who is the ocean of skillful arts? It is Lord Narayan, Lord Madhava. He himself is the ocean of all arts. Lakshmi Narayana, they are the reservoir of all skills. Not just that, they are also the reservoir of all mercy. So they are so affectionate to the devotee that whoever the devotee may be, he may not be a great entertainer. He may not be so skillful. He may not be perfect. But still, the Lord sees the love in that devotee, the love with which he is offering the service to the devotee. So he enjoys the offerings of the devotee like that. Then as all the entertainment was over and it was time for everyone to leave, Lakshmi Devi had to request everyone to leave that place because it was time for the Lord to have his lunch. So usually when the Lord would take lunch, it would be Lakshmi Devi who's personally serving him. And this grand entourage around the Lord is usually dismissed at that time. So Gopakumar was also respectfully escorted outside. Though all this transcendental opulence of Vaikuntha was so wonderful and all the associates were so willing to offer it to Gopakumar, Gopakumar, he refused to accept all these offerings of the Vaikuntha planet, and he always wanted to stay like a cowherd boy. So we should understand first and foremost thing is that the opulences of Vaikuntha is transcendental, it is fully spiritual, and it is full of eternity, knowledge and bliss. whatever personal powers that the Vaikuntha residents are manifesting, all these powers are purely spiritual. Nothing mundane about it. And the residents there, they do not use their opulence or their spiritual powers for selfish manipulations to enjoy their senses. Every Vaikunthavasi has the access to have personal control over the different kinds of energies, but he chooses not to display them. Okay, he chooses not to display them. They use it only in the service of the Lord. Yet, when the Vaikunthavasis, they desire to manifest their own wonderful things, if they have to manifest it, they feel very meek and humble because they understand that they are just parts of the Supreme Lord from whom all opulences are manifesting. So this is the nature of Vaikuntha. It is free from all kunta or material bondage. There is no question of material qualities there. And they use everything in varieties of ways just to satisfy the Lord of Vaikuntha, just to satisfy Vaikunthanath. So in any case, by the strong influence of the previous practice of Gopakumar, Gopakumar never got proud of himself when he was in Vaikuntha. Imagine he was staying on the same planet of Narayana. Everyone was going to him and offering all the opulences of Vaikuntha. And he was like, no, I'll just stay a cowherd boy. Why? It was not that he was proud that he wanted to stay a cowherd boy. No, he just wanted to be simple. And he himself was not proud by the strength of his previous practice. So he preferred to remain humble. And from the beginning of devotional service, actually he was unpretentious. He never had any opportunities where he was, you can never see in the story of Gopakumar at any time that he thought, I have this, I have that, and you know, I can display my whatever quality. He remained unpretentious from the beginning, is what Sanatan Goswami specifically explains in that verse. So Gopakumar, he was feeling great ecstasy in Vaikuntha. He was very humble, yes. People were offering him all the opulences, yet he was feeling great ecstasy in Vaikuntha. Imagine you're in the spiritual world. How would you feel? He was thinking, what unimaginable happiness this is. What an exalted abode this is. What a wonderful master, Lord Narayan, I have. And how wonderful is his great mercy. He's very compassionately talking to me. So, after some time, by the Lord's kindness, after a period of time, he obtained some intimate personal service to the Lord. So he obtained the service of fanning the Lord with a chamara. This service can be performed by anybody, actually, in the material world we're talking. When it comes to deity service, outside the altar, of course, anybody can take a chamara and fan the Lord. They can fan the Lord for the Lord's pleasure. So this service was given to Gopakumar when he was there in Vaikuntha, when he was there next to the Lord. So he could go very close to the Lord and he could fan the Lord constantly with the chamara. This service was giving him so much bliss, so much bliss. And Gopakumar, he received this qualification so-called privilege not because of his qualification. It is not that, you know, he went through a training period. Yes, he did go through training period. But the training period, he got trained and he became perfect in that service. And so, therefore, he received that service to go and do some personal service to the Lord. It's not like that. Rather, it is explained that, yes, he went through a lot of training. He was doing services out from a distance initially. But then, it is not by his qualification that he got the privilege of entertaining the Lord, but rather it was by the natural causeless mercy of the Lord. It was by the Lord's Kripa Shakti. It was the Lord's Kripa that brought him close to the Lord. So in addition fanning the Lord, since Gopakumar was also an expert flute player, he also had the rare privilege of entertaining Lord Narayana by playing his flute. And by the habit of his past practice, while he was doing these two services, he would chant aloud. He would chant loudly. He would chant, "Oh Krishna, Oh Gopal," in ecstasy as he was doing these services. And because these two names were the most dear names to Gopakumar, and he would find innumerable ways and excuses to chant these two holy names. It would just fill his tongue and his mind with nectar. So Gopakumar would never miss an opportunity to ever chant these holy names of the Lord. Whenever he gets a chance, he would just chant these holy names of the Lord. And he always sang excellent prayers about Lord Gopal, specifically about Lord Gopal. He would chant prayers about the activities of Lord Gopal in Gokul. He would chant the childhood pastimes of little Gopal, and he would chant the pastimes of Madan Gopal to Lord Narayana. And when he would do this, then he would go on chanting the names of Krishna, Gopal, Govinda, and he would chant the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan. And he would keep doing this. Actually, the Vaikunthavasis around him, they would laugh. They would laugh out with their hearts, not in the mood of making fun of him, but rather lovingly. Their heart would melt and they would laugh. And they would think, actually, this boy is so innocent, you know, thinking like that, they would laugh. And then some of the Vaikunthavasis, they actually called this Gopakumar aside and they gave him some advice. They told him, Gopakumar, you should not chant the Lord's names like this. You should not address Lord Narayan like this. Don't sing the praises of the Lord in terms of the pastimes in Gokul. Don't call him Gopal or Krishna. But you should actually, he's Lord Narayan. Remember, he's Lord Narayan. He's Lord Vaikunthanath. So don't call him like that. Don't chant his pastimes in Vrindavan. That's not suitable. Rather, you should describe his unlimited glories as the Lord of all Lords. I'll tell you one prayer. You chant prayers like this, okay? They said, Samharyaiva dushtanam sishtanam pralayayacha kamsavancha yatanena gopatvam mayayakritam. To annihilate the wicked and to protect the civilized and to cheat Kamsa, the Lord, the Supreme Lord of all Lords, he disguised as a cowherd boy by his illusory energy. The Lord only pretends to be a cowherd boy to deceive Kamsa, to cheat Kamsa, and to get rid of the wicked demons like Putana and protect the pious like Vasudeva. So chant like this. So some of them said, actually, the devotees of the Lord have very little regard to these tales. They are all valid only for practitioners who are there in the beginning stages of their devotional service. The Supreme Lord sometimes may play tricks. He will assume certain forms. Example, the Supreme Lord, once he took the form of Mohini, a very beautiful woman. But is the Lord really a woman? No. The Lord is always Purushottama. He is Jagadish. He is Purushottama. He is the Lord of all Lords. He is Vaikunthanath. He performs these pastimes just like an illusory thing. He said, see, our Lord, he's always Purushottam. He can never be a female. Why did he take the form of Mohini Murthy? He took the form of Mohini Murthy just to bewilder some people. His true feminine counterpart, his internal energy is actually non-different from himself. But this Mohini pastime that he did, it is only a pastime. He only took that for a leela. It is not his real form. So like that, many times the Lord does these leelas, but don't take it to be so important. We don't take so many illusory forms so seriously. And also we've seen Gajendra prayers. How Gajendra, he actually glorifies the Lord. He glorifies the Supreme Lord. When he calls out to the Supreme Lord, he says, the Lord is neither a demigod nor a demon, neither human nor bird nor beast. He is not a woman. He is not a man. He is not neuter, nor is he an animal. Why? Because Gajendra is saying the Lord is Purushottama. He is not an ordinary male. He is not an ordinary female. Rather, he is beyond all that. He is Purushottama. That is the Lord. So like this, some of the Vaikuntha Vasis, they called him and they said, please understand, this is your addressing Purushottama. So don't talk about these little tricks that he does just once in a while to bewilder some people. But however, Bhagavatam states differently. Bhagavatam says, Mayam varnayato amyosa ishvarasya anumodita shrinvata shaddaya nityam maya yatma namuhyati. Shrimad Bhagavatam states, the Lord's activities in association with his different energies should be described, appreciated, and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. See how Bhagavatam says? Bhagavatam says, you have to describe these pastimes, only then you can get out of illusion. That's what Bhagavatam is telling. So when this argument can be made to these group of Vaikunthavasis, the Vaikunthavasis, they will say that these illusory activities are only suitable for beginners, who are beginners in the practice of devotional service. Such narration about the Lord's Maya, including his pastimes in Gokul on earth, they are not fit for glorifying this Supreme Vaikunthanath. They are not quality prayers. So like that, one group of Vaikunthavasis were placing an objection. Then another group of Vaikunthavasis, they said, actually, among the Lord's inconceivable activities is also the playful pastimes of the Lord. And these pastimes are also very true. And there is no fault in chanting about the pastimes of the Lord, whatever pastime it may be. Now one can ask these associates, what pleasure is there in chanting and hearing names like the Lord running in fear from his mother, crying for milk, tending cows, wandering in the forest full of thorns? What pleasure is there in all that? But these people said the answer is mainly that the Lord's pastimes are durbodha. That means the Lord's pastimes are beyond logical analysis. So the Supreme Lord, what these people are saying is, the Supreme Lord, yes, he is Purushottama, he is the king of all kings, everything is true. But still he desired to come down and act like an ordinary child. Is there any logic to it? No. His pastimes are beyond logic. So that was the second group of people who were opposing the first group of people. Then there was a third group of people. Few other devotees, they angrily stopped them and they said, really? This is what you people are talking? How can you all talk like this? Do you have any intelligence at all? We are all in Vaikuntha. What are you talking? The Lord is so kind. He's so kind to all the devotees that sankirtan of any of his names, any of his activities, any of his glories is beneficial and satisfying. And in fact, this group of Vaikunthavasis, they were the ones who understood the best about the Lord's glories. All the Lord's pastimes are transcendental, and to glorify any of them is auspicious because the Lord enacts them for the benefit of his devotees. Krishna says in Padma Purana, although I can annihilate the Dhanavas in just a few minutes, I perform various pastimes mainly to entertain my devotees. Just like a fish, tortoise and a bird that nourish them respectively by watching them, meditating on them and keeping them in close contact. Now, you must have all heard this analogy of how the Lord actually nourishes his devotees. Three examples are given. One is a fish, one is a tortoise, and one is a bird. So the bird, when the bird lays her eggs, she sits on the eggs and nourishes that egg. So she does it by a very close contact. She touches the egg, she sits on it. There is a close sparsha, a touch between the egg and the bird. That is one way of nourishing. And eventually that egg receives warmth and one day it hatches and a beautiful little chicken comes out of that egg. That is one way. You look at the fish in the water. She lays her eggs in one place and constantly she sees them. Just by vision, she goes on looking at those eggs, okay, and those eggs hatch. That's how she nourishes her little babies, her little eggs. And then there is the tortoise. So the tortoise, it goes to the land, it lays its eggs, covers it with mud, it comes back to the water, tortoise or a turtle, and then it meditates on the eggs. It just sits there and swims or whatever, and it meditates on the eggs, and then the eggs hatch, and then little babies come out of it. So like that, the Lord can think about a devotee and nourish him. The Lord can look, Krita Kataksha, look, sidelong glance and nourish the devotee. Or the Lord can give some personal association and nourish the devotee. So like that, the Lord is very, very personal at different levels. He's personal at different levels. And he takes care of his devotees. So whatever the Lord does, it is ultimately all these pastimes or all these transcendental things that the Lord performs, it is purely done for the nourishment of his devotees. The Lord always acts for the benefit of his devotees. And all this killing the demons, all these are secondary. So these Vaikunthavasis are saying there's absolutely no fault in chanting the Leela. Why are we chanting the Leela? Because we are glorifying the Lord who's always taking care of his devotees. So therefore, there's absolutely no fault in chanting anything. Any of the names, any of the Leelas of the Lord, they are all transcendental and they are always done for the benefit of the devotees. So none of the Lord's actions are therefore Maya, or they are not some sort of illusion, or they are not some sort of purposeless actions like the games of children. You know, sometimes children, they go and we have heard this famous analogy that they go and they build sand castles. Now, what is a sand castle? The minute a heavy wave comes, the sand castle is all gone. So you can say that is an illusion. But is the Lord's pastimes an illusion? No, they are not purposeless, or they are not some games that are played. It's not like that. But rather, everything is for the benefit of the devotees. Like that, this group of Vaikunthavasis, they were arguing. Now, we see that there were three groups. Different devotees of the Lord are understanding the Lord's actions in different ways. Even in Vaikuntha, it appears that there is groupism. Here we hear of groupism. Even in Vaikuntha, it appears people are having different perspectives. It appears like they're really arguing and, okay, I don't like you, I oppose you. It sounds like that. So one may ask, why is it that in Vaikuntha there are three different opinions? The first group, they consider the informal pastimes in Gokul to be incompatible with the mood in Vaikuntha. The second group, they are more liberal. They are saying, no, it's not like that. And the third one, they are ardently refusing to discriminate anything against the Lord's pastimes. So why should the devotees of Vaikuntha have different attitudes? The reason given is that these different attitudes are for two reasons. The first is the bhakti that one does takes on different qualities in accordance with various disciplines that were performed to achieve it. Sometimes some people, they have cultivation of knowledge. They start off with jnana marga and then it slowly transforms into bhakti. So for such people, they are more discerning devotees. They more look at things from a logic point of view, or in a mood of awe and reverence. Oh, he's so great. What are you talking about his, childhood pastimes of crying for milk? That doesn't even sound nice. Like that. There are some devotees who feel like that. But all these, it is natural because there is always variety in bhakti. It is natural. No two devotees will be the same. They'll be of different flavors. They have different things that they relish. Every devotee is different. Even in Vaikuntha, there are differences in terms of the way they relish the pastimes of the Lord. Not that, they have difference of opinion that they don't like each other or they are fighting with each other. It's not like that. Rather, it is all full of variety. Because if everything is same, just imagine a set of robots in the spiritual world. How will it be? It will be so bad. Everyone is full of beautiful qualities and they see the Lord, they appreciate the Lord for different reasons. So, that was one reason. And the second one is that the personality of Godhead, for his pastimes, even in spiritual world, he also needs variety. For his own pastimes, both in the material world and in the spiritual world, he enjoys the different moods of different devotees. That's why we have Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so many rasas. Bhishma Dev has a particular rasa. He's talking about Virya rasa. And then you have Yashoda who's having Vatsalya rasa. All these rasas are important. Everything is important to nourish the pastimes of the Lord. And everything is important because the devotees get nourished by the presence of the Lord in so many rasas. So it is all different exchanges. It is not to be compared on a very mundane level. Though it appears externally like, the same thing in the material world we are finding in the spiritual world. No, it is very different there. Okay? So, at first, the words of the Vaikunthavasis made Gopakumar very, very embarrassed because all this was going on. The first group of people especially made Gopakumar very embarrassed. Actually, when he heard some of the Vaikunthavasis disagree with the importance of glorifying the Lord for his pastimes in Vrindavan and Gokul, it actually pained Gopakumar's heart so much, like as if thousands of thorns were pricking his heart. He felt very awkward. Actually, he felt very awkward. He had never heard anyone belittling Vrajalila. Then the last group of people, they made him feel satisfied, although the truth was that in the core of his heart, I mean, the third group of people, they made him feel satisfied. They said, no, it's not like that. But everyone was very friendly. All the three people were friendly. But Gopakumar was kind of surprised when he heard the first group of people saying that Vrajalila is not important. They were surprised. What? My Madan Gopal's pastimes are not important. Hare Krishna, is everyone able to hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, there was a stop. Okay. So, initially, Gopakumar was feeling like, what? Rajalila is not important? And then the third group of people, when they told, satisfied him, Gopakumar felt better. But still, in the heart of his heart, he was feeling some sort of dissatisfaction. He didn't know how to understand it, but there was some dissatisfaction of his being there. See, it is all contradictory, whatever we are seeing so far. Vaikuntha is supposed to be a place where everything is happy, where no one feels any pain. Then why would Gopakumar feel pain? Why would he feel distress? It's very contradictory, right? So we'll see more about how it all works. Anyway, in Vaikuntha, Gopakumar, he couldn't see the Lord's Vrajalila pastimes. He couldn't see Krishna's unique entourage, paraphernalia, Krishna's special reciprocations. So Gopakumar's disappointment, it was only apparent. It was only apparent. Actually, we must understand there is actually no real discouragement in Vaikuntha. But as soon as Gopakumar's mind would begin to complain, his vision would immediately change. Gopakumar's mind would keep complaining, I want to see Madan Gopal, I want to see Madan Gopal. So when he would think like that, his vision would change. He would see Lord Narayan as Krishna and Lord Narayan's two consorts, Sri Devi and Bhudevi, as the two chief gopis of Vraja, who's Radharani and Chandravali. And he would see all this in front of his eyes. And this was not by his mental power, because he was feeling sad. No, it was not because of his mental power. Rather, it was by the mercy of Lord Narayan. Narayan himself would make it happen. Narayan is Sarvajna Siromani. He is the best of the knower of everything. And he is the real Pati. He is the real Supreme Master. So he knew what was there in Gopakumar's mind when Gopakumar would feel this apparently disturbed, right? It was not like the regular disturbance. It's a sort of a feeling that one is having for the Lord. Okay, so when Gopakumar was, his mind would be disturbed like this, Narayan would immediately make very nice arrangements to relieve Gopakumar's anxiety. Yet, his mind would feel still very, very sad because he couldn't see the Lord in Vrajabhumi. He couldn't see Krishna going out with the cows. He couldn't see these sweet associates of Vrindavan. So he would feel very, very sad. And occasionally, for that, in the gardens of Vaikuntha, this Narayan would appear like, you know, he would transform the gardens of Vaikuntha to appear just like Vrajabhumi, and he would perform the pastimes of Krishna himself, herding the cows. So Lord Vaikunthanath would do all this for Gopakumar. He loved Gopakumar so much. He would himself transform into Krishna and he would perform these pastimes. At other times, when Gopakumar was sad, he would see that Lord Vaikunthanath, he himself looked like Gopal. Though Vaikunthanath was sitting on the throne and he was giving audience to many of his associates, still, for Gopakumar, the vision would be like, my Gopal is sitting there. And he could see in the abode of Vaikuntha, his Gopal, Gopal's entourage, and Madan Gopal's splendor, and everything he could see. He would see all this. He would feel very happy when he would see all this. But still, within the heart of his heart, He knew very well that this is not Rajabhumi. This is Vaikuntha. And this is the Supreme Lord Narayan. He is Vaikunthanath. He is not Madan Gopal. He could understand that. But he, once in a while, the Lord would do this to satisfy him. So the feelings of awe and reverence would automatically arise in this abode of Vaikuntha. So the minute he would, you know, even get the vision of the Lord, like he's seeing his own favorite Madan Gopal, still the thought that this is not Rajabhumi, this is still Vaikuntha. When he would think like that, automatically awe and reverence will come. He would immediately think, this is actually not Gopal. I know this is Narayan. Narayan is just doing this for me. And immediately when that comes, the reverence will come out. And when the reverence would come and block that spontaneous love, that pure love, he would become again dissatisfied. He would think how nice it was when Madan Gopal would show up in my meditation and he would embrace me and he would kiss me and he would play with me. I can never have that kind of a reciprocation in this place. Because after all, I know this is not Madan Gopal. He is different. He is Vaikunthanath. So in Vaikuntha, sometimes it would happen that Lord Narayan, he would also go missing sometimes now. This is a problem. So sometimes Lord Narayan would secretly vanish with a few of his associates. And everyone in Vaikuntha would lament in separation from their master. And then Gopakumar would go around asking why the Lord was missing from time to time. But then these associates in Vaikuntha, they would not reveal these privileged secrets only some people knew. They would not disclose anything clearly to him because they didn't want to make a public news of the private pastimes of Lord Narayan because it will disrupt the mood of reverence in Vaikuntha. So therefore, the Lord's absence, we should understand, it was not like the absence that we saw in the material world. Remember, in the material world, we saw that from time to time, Lord Vamanadeva would disappear. I mean, that is, we're talking about Upendra in Swargaloka. Sometimes in the higher planetary systems, right? The difference in Satyaloka, for example, in Brahma's Loka, Lord Mahapurusha would sometimes disappear for long periods of time. So we would see all that. But here in Vaikuntha, it was not like that kind of disappearance that was seen in the material realm. Rather, it was very different. It was more like in spiritual world, just momentarily for a second, the Lord of Vaikuntha would disappear and everybody would become sad. I'm not able to see my Lord. And then the Lord would appear. So when he would appear like that, everyone would actually feel very, very happy. And his absence was only momentary. It was not like the absence that was seen in the material planets. So as soon as the devotees felt distressed, the Lord would appear there to make them happy. Now, the time is subtler in Vaikuntha than what we see in the mortal realm, that is in the material world. An instant in Vaikuntha equals the largest span of time that is there in the mundane world. So the duration of two parts of Brahma's life is calculated to be equal to one nimesha, that is less than a second for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the unchanging, unlimited, and who is the cause of all causes of the universe. This is from Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11, Verse number 38. So, Vaikuntha is at a different realm. The time frame is also very, very different. In fact, the Sri Vaishnava Alvars of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, you will hear them in some of their poetries. They sing that sometimes when Lord Narayan and Vaikuntha, he gets bored. Actually, when they close the curtain, when the devotees of Vaikuntha, they close the curtain for some arati that for the Lord. When Lord Vaikuntha is always receiving these offerings and he gets bored, he quickly takes a break from them. And then he performs pastimes on earth and he gets back to his spot before anyone realizes. So they describe these momentary absence like that. Okay, so once in a while, the Lord momentarily disappears. And Lord Narayan's return after his absence, that would fill the hearts of the devotees with joy, just like how a cooling moon can expand the joy in the hearts of poets. So this analogy is beautiful. Poetry, for poetry, there are some inspirations in this material world. A good poet, you know, he will say, under the cooling rays of the moonlight, two lovers went outside. Okay, they will not say in the scorching heat of the sun they went outside. No. Poetry is inspired by, say, a beautiful flower. Her face looked like a beautiful rose. They will not say her face looked like a thorny shrub. They will not say that. So generally, poetry is inspired by these beautiful, beautiful things. The moon is very, very cooling. So just like how when the moon rays come out, a poet's heart is nourished. Similarly, this cooling moon, Lord Narayan, when he reappears in their vision, the hearts of all these Vaikunthavasis would be filled with so much joy. They would become so happy. They would become so happy. And not only that, whenever the vast splendors of Vaikuntha were seen, there are so many vast splendors in Vaikuntha, all the opulence and everything that was seen. And all those opulence was being used very, very nicely to serve Lord Vaikunthanath. It was not used for their selfish desire. At that time, whenever Gopakumar had some agitation in his heart, when he would see all this, how nicely everyone is doing these things, it would be like the sun. You know, all this opulence of Vaikuntha, it will appear like the sun that is dispelling the darkness. The sun also has its good, you know, qualities. It's not just the moon that is celebrated. The sun is also celebrated because sun dispels darkness. So anyone who is sad, we say, when there is some sunshine, you feel happy. When it's very gloomy, you say, I'm so depressed. The weather is not good. I feel so depressed. So like that, when the opulences of Vaikuntha were used so beautifully by the residents of Vaikuntha, and Gopakumar would see that, the sadness that he would have, apparent sadness that he would have in his heart, that would become dispelled. So, and whenever Gopakumar felt that his object of desire was actually not Lord Vaikunthanath, he would try to convince himself. He would have a lot of things going on in his mind. Gopakumar at this point, yes, he was getting the vision of Lord Vaikunthanath appearing as Krishna to satisfy him. And at the same time, he knew in the heart of his heart that this is not Krishna. This is not my Madan Gopal. When he knew in the heart of his heart, there would be a lot of incompleteness. And Gopakumar would sit and think, why am I having this incompleteness? And sometimes he would think, maybe this is not all. I have traveled so far. I have come till Vaikuntha. Maybe I need to go to a place that is there beyond Vaikuntha. But then when Gopakumar would get this thought, he would convince himself saying, what more higher place is there than Vaikuntha? I am in Narayana Loka. I am here with Vaikunthapati. There is no attainment that is there beyond Vaikuntha. All the Vedas, they are establishing that Vaikuntha is the greatest. So like this, Gopakumar would rationally think and he would pacify himself. But sometimes his heart would be drawn towards Madan Gopal. Therefore, he continued to reside in Vaikuntha. Sometimes he was joyful seeing Lord Narayan, seeing the beautiful associates of Lord Narayan. But sometimes he would feel disturbed and he would have this agony in his heart. Oh, really? What is this? Maybe this is not the place I'm supposed to be in. Maybe it's a different place I must go to. Then one day, there was a sudden surprise. Gopakumar, he saw Narada Muni, the Lord's greatest devotee, Narada Muni. And Narada Muni was loitering around in Vaikuntha, and Narada Muni spotted Gopakumar in a very, very secluded place. So Gopakumar was narrating the story to the Brahmana. Gopakumar told the Brahmana, that crest jewel of all merciful persons, the Lord's dearmost devotee, who is an ocean of taste of devotional service, Narada, he appeared and he delighted me by blessing me, touching my head with his hand that held the veena, and he began to speak to me. Narada Muni said, my dear son of a cowherd, you have received the mercy of the divine Lord of Vaikuntha. Yet, from the signs of the paleness of your face, you appear to be depressed like someone who is suffering a very great misfortune. This is paradoxical. It is Vaikuntha.
It is a place without distress. And here you're appearing to be distressed. You're so pale. You're having distracted glances. You're giving deep sighs. What scope is there for pain or sorrow in Vaikuntha? I'm so curious to know. In fact, I have never seen anyone in this state in Vaikuntha. Pain and sorrow can never ever show up in Vaikuntha. What's happening with you? So like this, Narada Muni, who is the great guru, he's like a Diksha guru even to Gopakumar, because Narada Muni is a great authority. He is Parama Apta and he is also Suhrit Sreshta. Suhrit Sreshta means the best possible friend. He knows everything. He's a great authority because he knows all the conclusions of all the scriptures, and he's a great Mahajan. Not only is he a great authority, but he's also the best possible friend. He's as good as Gopakumar's own guru. So when this Narada Muni asked him this question, what's wrong with you? What are you doing here? Why are you like this? Gopakumar looked up and he decided at that time he wanted to share his heart to this wonderful Narada Muni who appeared there mercifully. So we will stop here and we will see what happened after that. What was the conversation between Narada and Gopakumar? What happened to Gopakumar? Did Gopakumar have any questions? Did he answer to Narada Muni? And was he feeling better? Did he decide to stay back in Vaikuntha? So we'll stop here. And any questions, comments, realizations, corrections, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Such a beautiful, beautiful class. I was hearing with one-pointed attention, and I really wish you would have not stopped. But you always stop at such a crucial point. But thank you so much, Mataji, for all your efforts. Have no question as such, but really enjoying from your lotus mouth, this beautiful journey of Gopakumar. So thank you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for your inspiration and association. Thank you for being there for all of us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Yeah, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
For your beautiful storytelling talents. Just one question I had was when you remember the part where you were describing that they were saying that, you know, Krishna is not actually all these different animals, even though he may take that form. Mm. So what that means is he is not actually those material animals.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So, that's what it means. Yeah.
One thought occurred to me was that, like, in the Brahma Vimohan Leela,
mm-hmm.
where Krishna took the form of the cowherd boys and calves, you know, it seemed like, you know, he is something similar to that, where he only took the appearance, but mm-hmm. he's always, you know, Krishna.
Yes, he's always Krishna. Yeah.
Yeah, so even when he takes all these forms of all these different species,
mm-hmm.
It's like, even if it were not an external thing, you know, mm-hmm. I think the point is that despite appearances, he is always Vishnu. Just he may take these forms. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm.
Yes, that's what we were saying. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Gauranga Mataji.
You know, a side thing. For the past couple of days, I'm wondering if I'm the only one who has to, like, try to dial in, like, four times or so before I can connect.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, every time I try to dial in, I get a busy signal. And so I have to try several times. Maybe it's just my line, but it's only been like yesterday and today I had that experience. I didn't know if I was alone, but I guess so.
Okay. And I usually connect through the app. Through the
Mataji, today even Jain and Gauranga Prabhu has told that he has a problem today. He was saying always it is coming busy line.
Finally got connected
today.
That's what was happening to me. I would get busy line, you know, every time, you know, and I'd have to try so many times before I can get through.
Yeah, maybe then it's a problem with frequency.
I don't know. Unless it's coincidence for us. Yeah. Anyway, that was it. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Mataji? Yes, Mataji.
Very, very wonderful. Very nice. I was just... usually, sometimes I do something, but I wasn't doing this anything this time to hear. But then, like, that's me, Mataji. Maybe your name is just soft. So nice.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Komalaki Mataji.
Hare Krishna Priti Vala Signi Gopi Koti Koti Renavad Pranam to your sincere seva. I have seen in Atlanta also that always you are doing Krishna Katha in a group and cooking very nice prasadam. And I still not join Srila Prabhupada Japa group. Then you just watch me. That lens is enough for me. And from that day, I every day without fail, attending Shishija, our morning Bhagavatam class and afternoon class. And trust me, Mataji, it's improve my japa. I honestly accept front of all Vaishnava, it's improve my japa. Today not able to attend your class because working. I will hear after some time. Mataji, please song one Vaishnava Bhajana, you and Kamadika Mataji both. Tanvat Pranam Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Because of you, we learn so many things. We start to learn. Prabhupada, we start to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Mataji, it's all the other coordinators who are doing all the work. I really don't deserve anything. But we will sing Vaishnava Bhajan. Whatever Kamadaki Mataji says, we will try to sing. But anyone has any questions before that or comments? And then we'll go for the Bhajan. Okay. Okay, if there are no more questions or comments or any realizations. Okay, then let's do the Vaishnava Bhajan. Thank you. So let's do the Vaishnava Bhajan. Kamodaki Mataji, what is your suggestion? What you want to sing?
Yes, Mataji. Go ahead.
No, you have to tell which one. I don't know.
Ishtadev Prabhu. By Nenarutan Dashtaku Hari Hari Bipale Janamakumayinu.
Jai Ho. Okay, Mataji, you please start because I don't know the tune. I will join. Okay? Start, Mataji.
Okay. Hari Hari. Bifale janamangunainu Hari Hari Bifale janamangunainu Manushya janamapaya Radha Krishna nabajiya Janiya suniya visakhainu Golokera Premadana हरिनाम सङ्केतनम् रतिनां लोकेन ताय संसार विषानले देवानि आजले जुराई कोई उपाय ब्रजानंदन जे सची सूत हैलो से बलराम हैलो नीताय दिन दिन जत छील हरि नाम उतारिन तार सखी जगाई मादाय हा प्रभु नंद सुत विश्वानु सुता जुत करुण करो मार नरोत्तम दास कन्या छेड़ियो रंग पाई तुम बीन किया छे आभार हरि हरि विश्व ने जन्म को नाई हरि बोल माता जी
हरि बोल हरि बोल माता जी जय जय श्री राधे श्याम
आई एम नॉट सो मच अ सिंगर बट आई लाइक द सॉन्ग लाइक द सिंग हाउ एवर आई डू
Rishi Rasmi, your turn.
Huh? You want me to read the translation?
No, Priti Vilasini turn, other version.
Oh, okay, okay, good.
Oh, God. I don't know. Is there any other name?
Vishnu song. That is Gujarati word.
The long one.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini. Today is the disappearance day of Shri
Lochan Das Thakur.
Paramakaruna.
Paramakaruna. Pahudvijan.
Mataji, how do you start that? I'm really bad with songs, so please, if you start, I will continue.
Like this, Mataji, I will sing one sentence. Paramakaruna. बहुजीन दान निताय गौरांग समथिंग लाइक दैट
ओके
परम करुणा बहुदुई जाना निताय गौरांगना केवल
आनंद
विश्वको
विषय छड़ी मुखे बोलो हरि हरि ढिकोरे भाई त्रिभुवने नाई हिमुना दोयाला पशुपाकी जोरे तनावीला शुनि जान यान रागोलगा संसारे मजिया
संसारे
मजिया
सिपावे नहीं
आशा अपना करमा मुंजये समाला हीलो चलना
सॉरी माता जी आई ट्राई दैट्स ऑल आई नो You have a very nice voice. You should sing.
Yes,
more.
Mataji, but it is little hard, Mataji. I also don't know full song, Vaishnava song. I know only one sentence. Parama Karuna Bahujuni Dana Nitai Gaura Chanda Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai
My granddaughter danced on this, on some Rath Yatra. That's really nice song.
Hari Bol. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Mataji, you want to sing a couple of lines?
Mataji, I don't know. Mataji, please translate and share with all of us so we understand.
Okay. Translation. The two lords, Nitai Gaurachandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduce the process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. My dear brother, I request that you worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, without any motive. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and bees cry and stones melt. But Lochan Das regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Then Yamaraja, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Lochan Das Thakur. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Dandavat
Madam.
I thought Vrinda Mataji was going to sing.
No, Vrinda Gopika Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, I will sing. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rukadevi ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Radhe Srila Radhanath Maharaj Pranadhana Re Srila Radhanath Maharaj Pranadhana Re Srila Prabhu Padashila, Prabhu Padashishi, Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe Radhe Jaya, Radhe Radhe Jaya, Radhe Radhe Jaya, Radhe Radhe Jaya, Radhe Radhe. Sing by Loknath Maharaj in a Shishi Radha Gopinath temple before 2 days in a Kirtan Mela. Then what pranam to HS Loknath Maharaj and HS Radhanath Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Bol Vrinda Gopika Mataji, very sweet voice. Hare Krishna Ji was super.
She has a sweet voice, but she doesn't sing.
Mataji, I'm working. Give on a food to my patient. Yes, I will sure work in a Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji.
Radharani's mercy, Mataji.
Okay. Anyone else has any questions, comments, or you want to sing anything or share anything?
Mataji, very beautiful class.
Dasundari Mataji can share.
Thank you, Mataji.
Dasundari Mataji. Or has she left already?
Oh, yeah, Mataji, I sang yesterday itself.
Please, it's a punishment for me.
Seriously, it's a punishment for me.
No, it's not. Thank you so much. You seem so nice.
Mataji, my voice is not good.
All of us, we are eating cake, Mataji, when you are singing. For you, it might be punishment,
but we are eating cake. Yesterday I forgot to tell Preeti Vilas me to stop the recording, and I showed my two son, and you know, he heard and he said, "Mom, don't ever sing again." So
who said that?
No, you.
My son.
It's from inner voice.
He doesn't have that. He has. I don't know how he sings professionally. Well, very qualified, but we are just a regular person. So then it's very nice to hear from the devotee. Doesn't matter how.
Yes, Mataji. But you are not there. The bhav is there. Bhav. So much bhav.
You are singing with so much, you know, love, so much realization. So that's what helps us. Yes, Kirti Dasundari Mataji. You're quiet.
Okay, baby. I can honor the request, but again. And Preeti will ask me, do you really need the recording to go on?
It's okay, Mataji. Yes. Really nice. Just sound like a professional.
That's okay, Mataji. We can offer our sake, but she has to sing now. She's asked. Taking our request means we will also listen her, Mataji. We will off because the recording she can sing nicely. I will do it for you, Mataji. Please sing.
Okay.
Thank you, Mataji. For another wonderful class, Mataji, we were waiting to hear what happens in Vaikuntha. And one thing that was interesting was that while all of them are arguing, the Lord Himself didn't have anything to say. Why couldn't Nata?
And they moved up.
Sorry?
They moved away from. That's how the story goes. Okay.
That's fair. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you
to all the Matajis for singing. It was very beautiful. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you very much.
Chapasindu Devacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. Anandakutti Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Brihad Bhagavat Ki Jai.
Great Priti Vilasini Mataji Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilas Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.